Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this week, and if you don't feel like going out, it's Wreck-It Ralph on DVD. Well, Wreck-It Ralph is so tired of his life and him not being appreciated, so he decides to jump into a different game and become a hero to change his life. But a little girl he meets might do that for him.
Ralph abandoned his game. Ralph's gone to hero's duty?
Hi, mister! You're not from here, are you?
Sugar Rush,
you're game jumping?
Without Ralph, we're doomed!
They're gonna pull our plug!
We can't change who we are.
You can't mess with the program, Ralph.
Well, this is gonna sound a little bit harsh, but as we all know, this movie did not win the Oscar for good reason. Now, there are aspects of this movie I can relate to, like the whole unappreciated thing and wanting more adventure part, and yes, the idea of living in Sugarland sure does sound pretty sweet, you know, so to speak. But the rest, come on! I can see how this whole thing happened, though. Probably like a meeting in corporate America goes down. Everyone sits around the table coming up with brilliant ideas, and everyone tells everybody how brilliant they are, only to put every single brilliant idea into the movie, which might be good in small doses, but is total overload for us who have to watch it. Of course, I'm really only doing my civic duty to protect the public for nearly 2 hours of color, character, and quirky overload. So in our movie Night Traffic Light, Wreck-It Ralph on DVD is a red light. Now into a whole new movie, it's Oz, the Great and Powerful. Before the story we all know, Oz needed someone who could lead and become the Wizard of Oz. But before that can happen, James Franco has to take on the witches and prove his worth.
Kansas is full of good men. I don't want to be a good man. I want to be a great one. Am I dreaming?
You're in Oz, the Emerald City. You are here at last, and the prophecy shall be fulfilled.
Your magic is the only thing strong enough to save us all.
Are you the great man we've been waiting for?
I think I could be.
The good stuff? I absolutely loved Glenda's outfits. I know I'd get lots of funny looks if I wore them, but so pretty. And now I have a whole new respect for monkeys. After the original Wizard of Oz, I was completely freaked out by the monkeys. Not anymore, but unfortunately, I don't like baboons. The movie itself is creative and clever, giving us the before Dorothy story with lots of lovable characters and amazing effects. The not good stuff? The makers of the movies got so wrapped up on those amazing effects, they just could not quit. It goes on, and I don't know one kid that can sit through 2 hours of a movie, even with giant buckets of popcorn, a giant stash of candy, and a vat of soda. Now, if you're up for a long experience and are curious what came before Toto's big adventure, this may be for you. So in our movie Night Traffic Light, Oz the Great and Powerful is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.